It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the study of the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 4, and we're probably going to begin with the first verse, but we've actually gotten down to the fourth verse. And so please, while you're opening your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4 and beginning to read with verse 1, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Have many messages, plan of salvation, constitution, our church constitution, all of that you'll find on the website. So please that you would look at that. We have the Sunday messages, and we have all the Bible studies we've done for the radios we have on that site. So please take a look at it. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that it is something that will help you to come to know the Lord Jesus if you don't, and come to grow in the Lord Jesus if you do. Now please, let's take our Bibles and read chapter 4, verse 1, book of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardis stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was like a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first beast was like a lion, the second beast was like a calf, the third beast was the face of a man, the fourth beast was a flying eagle. And the four beasts, which had of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. And we're going to end with that. And please, let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time, such a precious time to study your word. We ask, dear Lord, that all that are listening will know you as their Savior, that they have trusted in you, that they have called upon you. But Father, we know that's not true, that there are many that maybe have been here listening for a long time, but they just will not surrender and will not come to the Lord Jesus. I ask, Father, today would be the day. Today is the day of salvation, that they would remove their pride and said, Yes, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner because you've shown me, and you've shown me the Lord Jesus, a Savior that I can have. Please come into my heart and save me. Take my sins away. And He will. He is faithful and true. So please, trust in Jesus today. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, Father. We know that can take place, that they can be saved. And Father, we just ask that today be the day that all that are listening will be saved. And that all that are listening that are saved will begin to enjoy the Word of God, grow in the Word of God through this study and their own studies of your precious Word. Please now guide and lead us as we look at your precious word today and enjoy it. Please, please lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's always wonderful to study the Word of God. And we have looked at these first verses here, and we find that John is in the presence of the Lord in heaven, and the Lord's going to show him things, and he sees first of all a throne set in heaven, and one that sat upon the throne gives us a clear look at when he sees he that sat was to look like a jasper and sardis stone. That's verse 3. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and the sight like unto an emerald. And we spent the study last time talking about those precious things, and the jasper stone and the sardis stone, clear as crystal is the jasper, and the sardis, of course, is blood red, a blood stone. One symbolizing his holiness, the other his blood atonement for all that come by faith to him. And very quickly, I'd just like to review that we went back to Exodus chapter 28, verses 17 through 20, and we looked at the breastplate of the high priest. Now, I hope that you have an understanding of the Old Testament, and especially of the tabernacle and the priests and the high priest, the special days that took place, special feasts. One, of course, was the Day of Atonement. But as we look at these stones, we find that the garb of the high priest had a breastplate, and one of the stones was a sardis and one was a jasper. Here it's listed jasper first and sardis next. In Exodus, on the breastplate, the first stone is a sardis, and the final stone, the last one, is jasper. The sardis stone is the tribe of Reuben. The jasper stone is the tribe of Benjamin. And so the first has become last, and the last has become first. We talked about the reason, a possible reason for the change of this, is because now John is in heaven looking back. He's looking back, and he's seeing the holiness of God. And then he looks back to the sacrifice that Jesus offered. The high priest is in the Old Testament. He was looking forward to the sacrifice, to the atoning power of the blood of Jesus as he was crucified, and then on to the holiness and his righteousness that will come. And so we discussed that, had a good time and a good study in looking at those things. And then we took a look at the rainbow, an emerald green, this unbroken circle, the unbroken love, the mercy of God. And as we looked at the jasper stone was of the tribe of Reuben, the sardis stone was the tribe of Benjamin, we find with this emerald, it is the stone of Judah. And as we closed the study last time, the Lord Jesus is of the tribe of Judah. And so now we have taken a look at he that sat was to look upon like. There was just no words that fit. And so I believe the Lord gave John words that would help us understand and give us the completeness, the complete look at our Lord Jesus Christ and at our Savior as the judge. And it's just what a beautiful picture, and it's impossible for us to fathom this. But then next we find, as John begins to describe and explain, and again, we have left the churches, and the church has left. It's not here. Judgment is beginning. And so now we are getting a look at everybody's placement. And we find something here in verse 4, round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. As we look and see this 24 elders sitting in individual thrones, these seats, these thrones were literal thrones. I believe by the Word of God that this is the church. represents the church. And it represents the church, the redeemed, the glorified saints, all that has taken place from the time of Pentecost till the church was raptured before the tribulation begins. They have a special place around the throne of God. We have a special place around the throne of God. Our position in Christ, we are the bride. And what a wonderful position to be in. While this judgment is taking place, there is a 7 years of the supper of the Lamb. And we are invited to that supper. And what a wonderful, glorious time it will be. These literal seats, again, represents the church from Pentecost to the rapture. Now, you wonder, why the 24? We have 12 tribes, and why the number 24? Let's look back to 1 Chronicles, and we're not going to take time, and some of this is review, some of it is just for the first time, but it's worth a repeat as we look through these words. And as we look back to 1 Chronicles, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, and then we come to 1 Chronicles. I hope you know the books of the Bible, and not only just to say them, but that you can find everything that you're looking for as you sit to study the precious Word. And if we go to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, you'll find that the Aaron, and again, if you have no understanding of the Old Testament, you're kind of lost here for a little bit. It's time for you to be educated concerning the Old Testament, and because it has much to do with the New. If you're one of those New Testament saints that think the New Testament is all that you need, you are missing so much. Get started on a study in Genesis. Study Genesis, study Exodus. You can go to our website and you'll find the study of Genesis and Exodus on the site. Each study are 3 years each, a half-hour program a week, and for 3 years in each case. And so it's a thorough study. It's a good study. I believe that you'll learn much if you would enjoy it, if you would choose to do that. And so please do. 1 Chronicles chapter 24, you're going to find the division of the sons of Aaron, and they divide them into 24 orders. Now, the sons of Aaron have the tribe of Levi, of which Aaron and Moses were a part of that tribe. That was the family they were from. We've just talked about some of the other tribes. We look at the tribe of Levi. They were not given land as such. God's people, the other tribes, were to bring in their goods, and part of it would be given unto the Lord as an offering. Part of it was to be kept by the priests for their livelihood, for their food. And so there was a plan, and that plan, Aaron was the first high priest to serve in the tabernacle after God had given all those instructions. You may not even know where they got the instructions. They got the instructions for the tabernacle the same time they got the Ten Commandments. That surprises a lot of people. A lot of people have no understanding of what even the tabernacle is. It's a tent-type building, very small. It is only 45 feet long, 15 foot wide, and 15 foot tall. But it is where some very special services took place during the days of Aaron, and all the way up was to be all the way up to the birth of Christ, where the Lord Jesus has finished it, so we don't no longer have to offer the sacrifices. But Aaron sat out and he divided the priests into 24 orders. And we find that here in the 24th and 25th chapter. And so it is the division into 24, number of offices of the singers. We look, their division by lot into 4 and 20 orders. You may have some headings there. I have 4 and 20 orders after verse 4, before verse 5 in chapter 24. I have between verse 7 and 8, I've got a header there that says, their division by lot unto 4 and 20 orders. Now, these were priests. These were priests. Now, we have the 12 tribes, but the 12 tribes are not given this wonderful position that the 24 elders are given. These 24 elders are given a very special place. And the church, and when I say the church, it doesn't mean all members of this church or all members of your church. It is whosoever has called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever is born again. We're of the whosoever time. You can be in church all of your life, and you are not a member of the church. Oh, you've been went through the classes, were baptized, and joined the church. You are not a member of the church that counts. It's the universal church. There are people all over the world that's a part of this church. Many of those members have died and went on to be with the Lord. We will be reunited with them. What a wonderful day that'll be. But we need to understand that these 24 elders, I believe, without question, represents the church. Now, let me give you some verses of Scripture here, a verse of Scripture back in 1 Peter, that maybe will help you see why I connect the 24. 1 Peter, again, that is the priests, the workers of the priests, those are the Levites. And if we go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and through 10, verses 5 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, chapter 2, verse 5 through 10. I'll apologize. I'll get it correct in a minute. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which are disobedient, the stone of the builders disallowed. The same is the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereupon also they were appointed. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now a people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We are called priests. Who is it back here in the tribe of Levite? They are the priests. The priests are divided into 24 sections. This is not the tribe of Levi of Aaron and his sons. This is the church, and we find that we have become priests. I love 1 Peter chapter 2. Peter is definitely referring to the saved during the church age, and that's the age we're in now. It includes Jews and Gentiles. It includes all the whosoever will. It's not about the Jews as the chosen of God. This is about the church. It is the body of Christ. And we have become priests. And that brings us back to the place of the tabernacle, because the priests were allowed to go into the tabernacle, only the priests. we are allowed to come in to the tabernacle, into the presence of God. Because, you see, there's two rooms. The holy place is first, and the Holy of Holies is next. But as we look at this picture of the tabernacle, first we have a brazen altar out front. That altar stands for the cross of Calvary. Then we have the brazen laver next. Before we begin to really have fellowship with God, there's a washing begins, and we are washed by the Word of God. And so that pictures the brazen laver as they would wash their hands and their feet after offering the sacrifices. We too need to wash and get rid of our sins, get rid of the ways of the old flesh. And then we have the opportunity at that time to go into the holy place. In the holy place, we have three pieces of furniture: table of showbread, the lampstand, and the incense altar. The table of showbread has on it and placed every day a fresh bread for the priests to feed upon. That's their food. That's their to be eaten. And as you will think of that beautiful picture, the Word, right after you're saved at the brazen altar. You're washed at the brazen laver. Both of those are things of judgment, and they hurt. But then you come in to the place of fellowship, which is the holy place, and you come in and you feed. And that's what happens when you cleanse yourself and you come in to the fellowship, and you're able to feed upon the Word and grow and be strengthened. We can do that because we have the light of the Lord Jesus, and that's what the lampstand stands for. Oil are in the bowls, and the wicks are trimmed, but it's pure gold. Stands for the Lord Jesus, and we're able to see. And then we have the beautiful incense, and as we fellowship with our God and speak to Him and pray for Him, to Him, that's the incense as it flows into the Holy of Holies. Where is God? God's in the Holy of Holies. And so we have the opportunity, because of the Son, the Lord Jesus, to go right to God the Father. There's a veil between, and that veil could only be passed through once a year on the Day of Atonement. Because that veil has been rent in two, as you remember during the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, there was a veil rent in two in the temple. That's this veil. Because Jesus has removed that veil, and now any time through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can go right to the Father, into the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies is an Ark of the Covenant and a mercy seat. Upon that mercy seat, every year on the Day of Atonement, the blood was applied. Well, that's where Jesus put His own precious blood. There's a tabernacle identical to this in heaven, and He placed His own blood upon that altar for you and for me, and it's there eternally. Then He went and sat down at the right hand of His Father. What a day. What a beautiful day, and a horrible day for our Lord to go through the physical pain and the spiritual pain of being separated from His Father as that sin was laid upon Him. What a horrible day, but what a great day for us, because Jesus paid it all that we can live. So you see, that picture is you and me now as priests, because according to 1 Peter, we are priests. We have the opportunity to go in once you are born again. You're born again out that brazen altar or the cross of Calvary. Same thing, the cross where the sacrifice was made. Let's take a look at a couple of verses of Scripture as well. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, and we will read 12 and 13. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into the one Spirit. You see, that's the universal church. That's coming together because you are born again, not by your name, not by your color, not by your nationality, not by your church membership, but by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved. One more, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always praise our God and thank Him because, let's go to verse 30, for we are members of His body, of His flesh, of His bones. Oh, we got much to be thankful for, don't we? Members of His body, when and if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, you must be saved. You must be saved. So you see, I believe, and if you're born again, I believe you'll agree, that this 24 elders here in the fourth chapter of Revelation is the church. And look at their position. Round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats or thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold, clothed in white raiment. The white garment speaks the righteousness and the holiness of God. We can look at that in Revelation 19:8. Revelation chapter 19. Verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Once again, clothed in white raiment, another confirmation that we're speaking of the church. We have the crowns of gold worn by the elders. Tells us of the royalty. It is wonderful to see the crowns because we have become priests when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are able to hold on to that place and that position around the throne. Around the throne. Do you realize how close we are to the throne of God? We are the closest. That's how precious the church is. How precious. The Jews forsook him, and he turned to the church. And the church has not done its job as it should have. But God loves the church so much that he has given us every opportunity. The Holy Spirit to come and convict the heart. The Holy Spirit to show us the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit to come to live within our hearts, to teach us the way of God and the strength of God, the wisdom of God, the joy of God. The 24 elders are seen here playing such an important role in the scenes and the visions that are recorded from the 4th chapter to the 19th chapter. So you watch their placement. Crowns of gold indicates that the church will rule with Christ. Crowns are given as rewards. The Bema judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, will be a wonderful day for some and a sad day for others. We find, after looking at the placement of the throne and who's sitting on the throne, those that surround the throne in the fourth verse, which is us. And now we come to the fifth verse. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. That's where we're going to begin. Always before the storm comes lightning and thunder. You see it in the sky, you see it off in the west, and here it comes. But it's a little period of time before it arrives. My dear friend, goes so quickly. What are you going to do about Jesus?